Hello, welcome, Mr. Nash. You're now zoomed in and you can speak to your submission directly. You're on mute, so just unmute yourself.
It certainly made a lot of sense to myself, but probably no one else. Kia ora tata, everybody, and thank you for the opportunity to speak. I work as Program Director at Accelerate 25 and have submitted upon that basis. So I'd like to, I assume that you have the submission, have, and I'm going to take that as read. Okay. If I can just give a quick introduction and overview of the role of Accelerate 25 and perhaps how it fits in. And this is pretty much an endorsement submission for the work underway and the role that Accelerate 25 has in supporting these types of things. So firstly, going back to the origin, Accelerate 25 was launched in 2015 on the back of a regional growth study. That growth study was an independent piece of work produced by central government, and the that work identified some key initiatives that would help our region across really central New Zealand and the Manawatū Whanganui region to go ahead if we could all work collectively and collaboratively on them. Distribution and transport is featured as what we call a key enabler of a whole lot of economic areas that we could go forward from. And so that is retained all the way through. We've been working on that for the last 5 years, and the transport and distribution, or the role of distribution of central New Zealand, has probably grown in importance over that time as we've understood more about it and how it can unlock potential industry, creating better jobs and prosperity for our region. So the Accelerate 25 is a group that's made up of local and central government, iwi and business people across the Manawatū Whanganui region. We work as a collective whole, and our key role is to help focus on those key areas and as I say, bring everybody together. The particular way we integrate with distribution and transport is a formation of the team called Accessing Central New Zealand, which Jed Shuley had referred to. And it works quite closely with the Regional Transport Committee, but it's the actual opportunity to take more of a helicopter view of our overall investment across the region, across central New Zealand, to make sure that any investment that is made into these particular large projects is integrated, it's aligned, it's prioritised, and making sure that we optimise everything about it. Transport or distribution is an incredibly important part of New Zealand, incredibly important part of the history of Palmerston North. If we reflect back to when the whole thing started, it was based on the intersection of railway lines many, many years ago, and nothing of that has changed, but the role of our particular place in New Zealand's distribution has grown. There are now three major distribution points across New Zealand, including Auckland, Canterbury, Christchurch, and Manawatū. And our role is to service we call it the middle of the million people, being in the lower half of the North Island. So we bring goods and food and clothes and things from around the world to our people, and we export products from there back out to the world as well. So this particular group is there. It's made up of our councils of Kiwirau, Whakakatahi, the Regional Transport Committee and others. And that's a place where we all come together to share all of the particular projects underway and make sure that they are integrated in that way. There was a map attached in the link to our submission, and that map actually shows the number. I think there's around 15 different initiatives that we have oversight to that we work on. I've laid out just some key points from our perspective to show that, I guess, the importance of distribution to our regional economy, and to show how we are working together and wanting to make sure that we hit all those outcomes that we are supporting. So I'm going to leave it at that and just open up for any questions.
Cool. Thank you, Mr. Nash. Commissioner Sweetman.
Morning, Mr. Nash, and thank you for zooming in to us today. We've heard from many submitters over the last couple of days with obviously concerns about what the proposal and how this proposal would impact on them. What's your advice and position in terms of weighing up and balancing the benefits that you're saying would eventuate from this proposal and then the impact on the local community in particular?
Our positioning of that is to back and understand the importance of unlocking distribution for the economy. We don't have any impact or input into the location, particular location of that. However, in saying that, we certainly appreciate the upset and the disruption that these types of things can, and obviously do create. One of the end goals of Accelerate 25 is to lead to future prosperity for the Manawatu Whanganui region, and that is not only economic, but certainly environmental and social. We want to see stronger industries, better jobs, and everything about that. The distribution, one of the features of the moving more freight into rail rather than road, is a significant improvement in carbon emissions, some 66% saving from road, and some other aspects from there. To answer your question, we don't have any, direct relationship with that. However, we are cognizant and respectful of that.
So just picking up on that, another thing that has been raised with us is around the location of the proposed freight hub. And other options have been put to us as better, so including further towards Fielding, or on the other side of Palmerston North itself, near Longburn. What's your views in terms of the location that's proposed?
As we said, we were invited to part of a multi-criteria assessment process that KiwiRail ran through to come up with these options as a participant to, from our side, to see that everything was connected in the right way. John or Chairman Masson talked about Jed Shuley looking at a 10,000 feet view. We're probably a satellite view because it's a little bit higher for us. But we are we wanted to make sure that the north, south, east and west intersection points and access ways are optimised, which points really to the Palmerston North region, and then the road in around that. Where it actually goes is no direct concern to Accelerate 25, but as I say, we do want it to be in the right place to make sure we get the benefits, and we are respectful of any impacts it has.
Thank you very much.
Commissioner Pamare.
Kia ora, Mr. Nash. No questions from me. Thank you very much for your helpful submission. Kia ora.
Commissioner Johnson. Commissioner Mackinson.
I also have no questions, Mr. Nash, but thank you for your time today.
Just a question, Mr. Nash. Accelerate 25 on your letterhead promotes the Manawatu Whanganui region. As a matter of interest, from your Whanganui constituency, is there also a perception of benefits from this facility?
Yes, very much so. It's through Accelerate 25, the growth of this particular hub, if you like, or function of distribution will greatly benefit the whole of our region, in fact, further out to cross-central New Zealand into the likes of Hawke's Bay, Wairarapa, Taranaki as well, and north of Wellington. Whanganui, we have a number of projects which are, fit under the Accelerate 25 endorsement banner, which includes Te Bulwaha, the whole regeneration of the Whanganui port area, and Kiwi Rail have also got some strong links over there from their industrial sides, producing down to the centre point, for example. This sort of distribution attracts industry to locate because of the effectiveness of it, and then it also provides a stimulus for our processing industry as well. For some time, we have been great producers of product and seen it flow to other parts of New Zealand only to be processed in other areas and then shipped off overseas. We believe that this will provide a much stronger stimulus for our whole region of across central New Zealand, and Whanganui plays a key part in that, which includes, obviously, Manawatu Whanganui includes Ruapehu, Rangitike, Horowhenua, Tararua, Palmerston North City and Manawatu.
Thank you. That's all for me. Thank you very much. Thank you for attending, and we appreciate your time. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you.